afternoon, and thank you for joining me. This is Hashtag No Limits, and Hashtag No Limits is about people who society has placed limits upon but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will become. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms into the butterfly. I can't imagine that that is an easy process. And even after that, it still has to struggle in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly when it gets out of the cocoon. None of that can be easy. At least I don't think it is. But neither is busting through those limits that society places upon people. And today I welcome Lauren Smith of Hugs Cafe. And she is a little bit dressed like Santa because it's just that time of the year. I am too. You can't really see it, but I have on cardinals and a winter scene on my sweatshirt, on my sweater as well. It's just that time of the year. So Lauren, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I am so wonderful. Thank you so much, Shelley, for having me today. It is a privilege to be able to share a little piece about the impact Hugs Cafe Inc. has in the community and how we too are trying to break out of our shell and go beyond any limitations that anyone ever thought that were standing in our way. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited. I think I have a restaurant near me that is kind of similar based on just a tiny bit that I know about what you guys are doing down there in Texas. So let's just jump right into that. So when did it start? Why did it start? How was it started? All those fun facts.
Sure. So Hugs Cafe Inc., we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So that is one thread that you might hear a lot about individuals that are breaking barriers and affecting community change. One of the ways to do that is by having a nonprofit. We formed our nonprofit and opened our doors of Hugs Cafe October 13th of 2015. 3 years before that, our founder and board president had a dream two nights in a row of a restaurant that trained and employed adults with special needs. She was actually the cooking school manager at a local grocery store. And she had had some experience of working with adults with special needs through a respite program when she worked in another state in Colorado. When her family ended up moving to Texas for her husband's job, that was when she wasn't able to find a job working directly with adults with special needs. And so she became a cooking school manager. It was that dream that really created that synergy between her work experience in Colorado and her work experience in Texas to create the very first social enterprise we opened, known as Hugs Cafe. So Hugs Cafe is a nonprofit social enterprise restaurant where 80% of our staff have intellectual and developmental disabilities. So you may find that your cashier has autism, your server has Down syndrome, your greeter has a brain injury, our bread queen and bread toaster happens to have cerebral palsy, but they're all performing meaningful jobs and meaningful roles in a restaurant setting. So we were so thankful to have launched that program, and we actually were able to expand into two additional programs. Hugs Greenhouse is another social enterprise where we directly employ adults with special needs, and they work in horticulture. So this is, again, the same population of individuals aging out of their transition program and needing that meaningful place in the community. And our greenhouse has been that end employment for those individuals as well. One of the challenges we ran into is when you give someone a purpose and that meaningful job, they aren't likely to go seek something else. Meaning the individuals that work at our cafe and work at our greenhouse directly, they don't leave. They have found family, connection, job confidence. And those are things that were maybe a miracle for them in the sense of they didn't know what their life was going to look like. They didn't necessarily think they would have those opportunities. And now that they do, they're not giving them up. So that has given us the opportunity to expand into our next program, which we launched this spring. It was Hugs Training Academy. So we partner with employers in the community, as well as the Texas Restaurant Association, to teach a 12-week curriculum. And individuals come through our program. We work with them for 12 weeks, and then we match them with an employer close to them. So that has given us the opportunity to change our game from being more about the end employment partner and more about being that middle, that conduit, that community inspiration that brings people like Jason's Deli and Marriott Hotels to the table and thinking about inclusion and using us as that middle partner. So what started as a cafe has definitely gotten legs and really grown into an employment movement that is doing a lot more for nonprofits and the community overall, just talking about inclusion. So that's who we are, and that's what we've been up to.
That is awesome. And I did not know about the training program. So that is just even more amazing that you're having that opportunity. So for anyone who might be watching or listening that doesn't understand why something like this is so needed all across the country, not just in Texas, but, you know, why is it that people with disabilities that you specifically are working with need a place or places like this? Why can't they just go out and find a job?
Sure. Well, the average unemployment rate for a neurotypical individual, and this is, you know, depending on the data point that you're looking at, is somewhere between 3% and 6% of unemployment for neurotypical individuals. The unemployment rate for adults with disabilities is over 80%. That is 80. And those are individuals that go through the trouble of registering that they are unemployed. Once you stop showcasing that you are unemployed, you fall off of that list into those that aren't even counted. And so the reality of it is that every individual, when they're going through that high school journey of life, is thinking about the next step for them. But imagine if 8 out of 10 high school individuals were not doing anything after high school. Yeah. They were not doing anything. That is the reality for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the United States. And unfortunately, Texas is not ranking very high on the charts. I believe we are 49th in terms of resources for our state. I think Mississippi is the only state below us in terms of what we're able to offer. So the extension of benefits is not there. In California, they have resource centers that if you need something, you're able to go there and receive it. And in Texas, there is a 20-year wait for similar services. So for families that are just coming to the state or just figuring out this process, they're 20 years behind already just from the day that they show up. And for us, we wanted to create an option that creates hope, that creates independence, that is meaningful, and puts that inclusion and conversation right in the forefront of our community. I have no one with special needs in my family. I literally walked in one day. My background was marketing and development for surgeons, but I fell in love with purpose behind any position in your community and behind any position in your company. And that really comes from having positive spirits from the ground up. And we absolutely do at our cafe. Taking out the trash is just as joyful as ringing up a register with a customer, and everyone is given respect and dignity. And that was something that was really important to me and the mission overall.
Yeah, it is incredible, really. I'm in Illinois. I don't know where Illinois ranks, but I'm thinking we probably aren't much higher than Texas, because I've known what we have here in Illinois is called the PUNS, and I don't know what the letters stand for, but it's a system where our students that are going through school that need special education can get involved in that program. And it's kind of like a lottery system from my understanding, and I apologize if I'm wrong about this and would welcome anybody to tell me if I am. And like you just get drawn out. And then, you know, some services, not a lot, but some services are offered to you. And where I am in the southern part of the state, our population is very spread out. We're extremely rural. And so even the 30 years that I've been in education in rural southern Illinois, I have not known anyone who has been drawn for that program. And the problem is, though, that once our students hit that age of 18, if they're not on that PUNS list, then even the availability of certain services and helps after age 18 is non-existent. So they right. have to be on it, but it's for at least the first 18 years, for most people that I've ever known, it's not beneficial. And it's very poorly done in expressing that to families. Like, you need to be on this, even if you might not get drawn, it's going to help once your person becomes an adult, right. You know? And so go ahead. Yeah, I think you were going to say something.
Oh, no, it's just, it's incredibly challenging for parents, guardians, just members of our community that are having to make these choices, because you're talking about state or federal regulations. I mean, forget it in terms of being able to understand it and carry a job and have a great work-life balance and deal with the challenges that come from having a loved one with special needs in your family. I mean, the burden on families is overwhelming. And while we cannot solve all of the problems, we are present, we are compassionate, and we believe in job confidence for entry-level positions with culinary and hospitality. That's what we know. That's what we're able to share with the community. And so that's where we start. I mean, trust me, as someone that did not come from a special education background, more of a business and development background, seeing what families have to go through and what options they have and the decisions they have to make very early on when they're navigating this process on moving to states that have the best resources for their loved one, even if it isn't the best job opportunity for mom and dad, that's very difficult. We've had families that have chosen not to move away for considerable promotions solely because their loved one works with us and their loved one is not a primary breadwinner in their family. But that opportunity is more valuable than potentially, you know, considerable compensation on the other side. So we take what we do very seriously. We're very proud of the quality of programming that we provide because it does change lives and it does really move the needle in confidence for an individual. And what we do for one, we're able to do for others. One of the things that I didn't maybe pick up on until I started to see it is young ones with autism or Down syndrome or cerebral palsy can come to our cafe and they have hope when they're five. Their mother has hope when they're 5 years old to know that there's a place that already reflects their loved one in the community. And representation matters. And for us, it's important to have that. So we haven't fixed it all, not even close. But, you know, we're trying to do our part. And one of the things that we're excited about is people have come to us now with our Hugs Training Academy success because of our curriculum. And they've said, how can we utilize your curriculum? So that's what we're working on now, is building something that we can share with other partners that support the same community that we do to get them that job confidence and those entry-level culinary and hospitality skills. If we've done it in our community, we want to build the tool that lets people do it in theirs as well. So we're excited to take our lessons learned and hopefully partner with others to continue that impact. We cannot be everywhere for meaningful employment, but we want to try and support as many places as possible. So that curriculum expansion could very well be that piece.
That's awesome. So you talked about the fact that, you know, you have your employees in the Hugs Cafe and in the greenhouse and that they don't want to leave, because it is such an awesome place. So how many employees between the two and how many of those, and I should have asked you this to prepare this maybe ahead of time, you might not have these numbers, but like kind of ballpark, if you don't have specifics, like how many have stayed on and you sure. know, just that kind of stuff.
So this number is pretty easy for us. We have 41 employees that are on the autism, Down syndrome, intellectual and developmental disability spectrum. We have 33 that work at our cafe and we have 8 that work at our greenhouse. We have lost one employee at our greenhouse and one employee at our cafe. Both of their families moved out of state. And those were the reasons they left. So we had one individual actually leave our cafe and come back because the opportunities were not the same. Right. So we've lost 2 out of 41. And we replaced them. We have a wait list that has been part of us since the day we started. The training academy was an effort to move the needle on our wait list. And I think a job at Hugs Cafe or Hugs Greenhouse will always be one of the most coveted roles, because we still have individuals from our training academy that want to be on the employment wait list while they still look mm-hmm. for jobs elsewhere also. So we will probably have the cafe wait list just by nature of that coveted spot in our flagship program. But we will continue to move individuals through our employment partners and support them with things like our winter social dance. That's why I was dressed as Santa Claus today. We're doing a Christmas parade in our downtown this Saturday night. So we do lots of community engagement and just connectivity between the group of us, because We're a pretty passionate and powerful bunch, and we like to stick together and have a good time.
So thinking about your training academy, you said it was a 12-week training academy and you opened in the spring. So you've probably only had one, or have you had two?
Three.
Three. Oh, okay.
Yes. We've had three groups.
Okay. Go ahead and talk more about those, please.
Sure. So when someone comes into the training academy, they're going for a 12-week period. We had a spring session, a summer session, and a fall session. The class size is around 6 students, so it's a pretty small intensive. What you're doing is you're clocking in and going through a full work experience day as if you were at a job site. So you have a shift. There's maybe reinforcements along the way. If we need to make accommodations so that individual can do that job, we're able to do that as well. But we essentially follow the individual in our mock work experience and help support them throughout their day. Through that, they're able to accomplish a few things. For an individual to be a complete graduate of Hugs Training Academy program, they need to complete and pass their food handlers test. So that is the nationally recognized standard test that you need to be able to work in the restaurant industry to deal with food and things like that. We also partner with our local fire department to teach fire extinguisher training. And I can say I am now fire extinguisher certified. And then one
now
of the cool things that we did.
That is not, yeah. Sorry, that's not something that I would have thought about with, you know, food service or hospitality, but sure. I can see now that you've mentioned it, I can understand why. So that's
so
a really interesting.
A fire extinguisher, a B fire extinguisher, a C, there's a D and an E. There's even a K fire extinguisher. K fire extinguishers are for kitchens. So that's grease fires and things like that. It's a kind of a restaurant inside thing that a fire extinguisher doesn't put out all fires. All fires are not created equal. Some definitely require some additional chemicals and things like that. And our team needs to know that. And also, more importantly, know when to escalate situations to other individuals. What size fire is a go get the boss versus go call 911 versus tell everyone to clear the building? So those emergency situations, we definitely make sure there aren't accommodations that are going to be needed. Those are questions employers are going to ask, and those are things we need to have in our back pocket so that every individual can be safe in the event of an emergency. So fire extinguisher training was top of our list. Third is, and this is the final component that we teach, we partner with the National Restaurant Association. They have a curriculum that they've used for second chance hiring and individuals right out of high school, and they call it Restaurant Ready. It is soft skills that teach you attitude, personal responsibility, communication, those types of things. And we are able to partner with them and leverage that curriculum. So we have those 6 components that we teach as part of the National Restaurant Association. So if you complete all 6 modules of the Restaurant Ready curriculum, you complete your fire extinguisher training and your food handler's test, you will be considered 100% restaurant ready. And we will certify you as a graduate of Hugs Training Academy to go out into the community and get a position. And we give you a chef's jacket with your name on it. We do a celebration at the end of the semester to focus on the goals that some individuals have met. You know, some individuals are maybe looking at completing our course twice so that they can spend a more detailed look on some of the things that they needed reinforcement or accommodation on that we learned from that first go around. But about 75% of our students are only having to go through one time before we match them with an employment partner in our community. So that's been a pretty exciting opportunity. So over those 12 weeks, you receive 96 hours of in-person instruction. So we're very proud of the fact that it's all in person. We have at least 3 instructors to the 6 individuals that are there. So it's a 2-to-1 ratio. It's very small. And that creates the deep dive that's needed to make sure each individual has the tools in their tool belt to be successful, that their family feels that they've received enough support and guidance to go work independently at a place where they're not going to be there. We are also fortunate enough to have spent some time with our team to be able to partner with the Texas Workforce Commission. So that is the state agency that provides funded training opportunities through the state budget. So if an individual goes through the Texas Workforce Commission avenue, we are able to have that attendee complete Hugs Training Academy at no cost. Other than that, it is $3,000 to complete a semester at Hugs Training Academy. And we do offer partial scholarship through our scholarship application and scholarship committee. And we raise those funds through individual donors and supporters that believe in the mission. So we create a way for private pay individuals to come in, as well as those that are able to utilize state services. And that kind of creates a comprehensive landscape for individuals to come be a part of it.
Well, and I think that's a very reasonable expense. I mean, when I think about, because it's like a college. So, you know, when I think about how much my daughter's college was per semester, $3,000 is amazingly cheap.
Yes. Well, and part of it is we didn't want cost to be the barrier, because we recognize individuals are already very much needing quality resources. And maybe by the time they've come to us, they've hit a few speed bumps or they've had to make a couple of investments that didn't pan out. So we want to make it as attainable as possible. To be honest, even at the $3,000 price point, we have had less than 5 students that have been able to pay the entire tuition. We have had some individuals that recognize this, their position so much that they say, I do not want a scholarship application. I would like to pay my full wage so that someone else could potentially have a scholarship. So, and I mean, I've had one individual where that's been the circumstance where they have gone out of their way to make sure their tuition was paid for so that maybe the person behind them would receive some grace. And that's a very beautiful thing, where I don't know that a lot of scholarship applications have that lens of pay it forward, but it's, they know what it's like to have been in each other's shoes and to have a hand up from a place that really wants to train and empower independence is a cool thing. A lot of our employees, our students that are coming through us, didn't realize they could be compensated for the work that they were doing. They thought volunteer was as good as it gets. Several of our training academy students have been baffled at the fact that they will get paid. Most of them in excess of $10 an hour. You know, these days wages are definitely going up. One of our individuals that works for Marriott Hotels is making $15 an hour, and he was making half that at a job that he was at before he went to our training academy, where he was not respected at all. And he's a leader at the Marriott now. So it's very exciting.
Oh, that is very exciting. So I don't think I asked you, and I don't think I've heard you say the age range. So I know you've said adults. So can you kind of talk about the ages that you're working with?
Sure. So in terms of employment partnership, where we are going to be able to be the most successful in our cafe and greenhouse, you need to be at least 18 years of age. If you are coming through our training academy, if you are in a homeschool situation or something like that, we will accept as young as 14. But because we are designed for people that are wanting to enter the workforce upon completion of the program, most of our individuals are in that 21 and above, where they are transitioning out of their local transition program. So in Texas, you complete high school till you're 18. And then those that are on the disability program have the opportunity to stay in school until they're 21, until they age out. In that, they receive supports and resources along the way, but that's where one of those individuals would usually find us, make a plan with their family about what employment would look like, and then we would pick up from there. Now, we do have some individuals that are in their teenage years that are looking for a job on the weekends, and they've come through our training, and they work on the weekends, and they still go to school. And they found that to be a work-life balance that they're able to manage. So it really depends. Technically, we will serve as young as 14, but one of the admission questions is, are you ready to start working? Are you excited about getting a job? If you finished Hugs Training Academy today, where would you want to go work? And those are the things we're looking for. And really, it boils down to, if you don't have those passionate yeses at this time, we want to wait until you do, so that your skills will transfer as easily as possible. And it's not learn it, pause, and then go out and try to figure it out again. So I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's that time of the year, unfortunately, no matter where you are.
Sorry, I came from another meeting and I didn't get any water.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So what is the oldest participant? So when I was thinking of the ages, like, I'm guessing that not everybody is just out of that transition from high school stage.
So we have, when Hugs Cafe opened its doors and we shared with the community that we were going to be hiring, we got applications from people of all ages. So our oldest employees are in their 60s. We have two individuals that are in their 60s. Kathy, our bread queen, as well as Mike, our cashier. Both of them have been with us since we've opened, and so they definitely top the line. I will say the average age with us right now is about 30 years old. If you'll notice, we opened October 13th of 2015, so we've been open for 7 years. So in that, our individuals that were 21, 22, they're now about 30. And so in a decade, I think our age is going to creep up even a little bit more and a little more decade after that. And one of those things is, you know, just time is a beautiful gift to be able to have more togetherness and more companionship with our employees. So, you know, for the ones that have got here when they were 20, that's wonderful that we'll be able to have such a journey with them. But for those that have found us in their 40s or 50s, you know, I'm thankful we have that time too.
Yeah. I'm going to bring up your website, just so that the audience can see. So I'm presuming we've talked about, you know, the cost of the training camp or the training program. So if somebody wanted to just, you know, I never know who's watching or who's going to see something. So I always try to, you know, there might be that one person who just wants to donate $1 million.
Yeah. So, you know, we love that guy. Whoever you right? are, we love you. Give. Yes.
But even if you can't donate $1 million, but you see the value and the worth in this, yes. I presume they would go to your website?
Absolutely. So donations and contributions to our organization run the gamut. People make a commitment to come and have lunch once a month, and they remember an employee at the cafe by name. And every time they're there, they reinvest in that relationship. Do that. That is a wonderful way to generate employment, to generate business, and just to be a friend in the community. Should you want to take it a step further, Shelly's absolutely right. We take donations on our website. So you'll find at the top banner, there's that little donate button. So you can click that and utilize that process there. You just hit donate on the button, and then you complete all of the payment options there to be able to make a donation to us. You can also mail us a check to our cafe at 224 East Virginia Street, McKinney, Texas, 75069. And that can be found at the bottom of our website. Yeah, down there below. You'll see our mailing address of our cafe. So you can certainly send something there. Also on the Get Involved tab on our website, you'll see a couple of things. We have news, so that's where you'll see all the information about Shelly and I having chatted. Contact us if you have any questions. You can go there and send us an email. If you want to volunteer, please fill out our volunteer application. Stephanie, our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you for that. And then we have our Amazon wish list. If you want to support our greenhouse or our cafe directly with supplies that they need to be able to keep chugging along, we appreciate that too. Our greenhouse right now is in need of some heated seed pads. I had no idea that that was a thing, but apparently our greenhouse is very much wanting these heated seed pads. So if you see those on our Amazon wish list yet, be sure to grab those so our greenhouse team can have those, because I was hearing that those are a cool learning tool. So that's our cafe one. If you go back to the greenhouse one, you'll see on the, there you go. Go down to, yeah, there you go. That one there. Those heating pads, those $23.99 things, we apparently need those. Yeah, yeah. That's the item that we need the most right now. We're looking at 10 of them so we can teach our greenhouse employees more about growing from seed during the winter months to keep them engaged. So
okay,
that's our next need, I'm told. So,
I'm in Southern Illinois, and I'm assuming that, you know, Texas is warm all year round. So obviously, I was wrong. And you do need to have some.
We get freezes. We get a little bit of everyone else's weather all year round. We don't know that we have our own just yet. It's kind of a Russian roulette of every other state, I think.
Gotcha. Okay. That's good to know.
Yep.
Let's see. Go back here. So I was trying to look at where I go back to the website. I got lost there for a second.
And then our applications, that's another great place where you can apply to be in the training academy, or you can apply for the wait list to work at the cafe or the greenhouse. And then we have information about each one of our programs under the programs tab. But that training academy application there, we have applications for all 4 semesters for next year. So you can go ahead and fill that out and share that application. All you have to do is complete an in-person interview and complete some scholarship information. And then we're able to consider you for the semester of your choosing. So we've gotten it shaped up to be a pretty simple system with only one in-person interview. So hopefully that prevents some of the barriers of multiple meetings and multiple sessions just to finally get to a point of training and hopefully placement opportunity. So yeah, absolutely. Feel free to check out everything on our website. If anyone has any questions, you can email me directly. My email is Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, at hugscafe.org. That's our winter social. That's the thing that I'm going to tonight with my Santa outfit. So by the time this airs, this might have been a little bit in the past.
This will be over, yeah.
That'll be a quick turnaround time.
Yeah. We're going to go back in time from the time this airs.
Right. We will have our next social. It's going to be coming up on June 5th for the summer. And then we'll have another one in the following December. So twice a year, we have a little dance party and get together and make some memories.
What is Hugs 101?
Yeah. So sometimes people ask, how did you guys start your nonprofit? How did you start a restaurant that had a mission behind it? How did you stay afloat during the pandemic? How many employees do you have? How do you fundraise? All of those questions we have now packaged into a virtual event that myself and our founder, Ruth Thompson, put on together. And so you can make a donation to Hugs in the amount of $75. And with that donation amount, you're able to share the link to Hugs 101 with as many of your colleagues as you'd like. We also share the recording with you after you attend the event, or if you're unable, we pass it along to you after the event. But it's a 2-hour conversation where we break down how we got started. We break down how we are sustainable. We help answer questions to help you guys maybe get started in wherever you are. We realize we can't be in all places, but we can maybe help clear the path from some lessons we have learned. So any individuals that are looking at how we got our start or how they can maybe do more in their community, we encourage them to be a part of that Hugs 101. And that'll be on March 23rd from 9 to 11 a.m.
That's awesome. I love that you're doing so many outreach things. You're not just focused. While it's fabulous that you're doing it right where you are, but the fact that you are continuing to pay it forward in all of these different ways to reach out to, because like you said, you can't be everywhere, but this is definitely something that is going to be beneficial anywhere in the country or in the world, to be absolutely honest. And so as it said, you know, to share the mistakes, to share the things that you've learned along the way, to make it easier for the next person, that is incredible. But then the training academy. So I probably assumed incorrectly, which typically you're not supposed to assume for that reason. But so when people are applying to the Hugs Training Academy, they don't have to be from Texas, or they do need to be from Texas?
No. I mean, the instruction is in person, but we had an individual that attended our fall curriculum and his family moved down here. He actually lived with family from Texas to be able to be a part of our program. He was not able to use the Texas Workforce Commission services, as we talked about, not having been a resident of Texas, but our private pay allows us to instruct anybody we like. So some people can come to us for 12 weeks and get information, and then hopefully we can match them where they live. Because our partners have nationwide reach, we've been able to so far place within an hour of where we are, but we don't see why we couldn't take that further. All of our partners are willing and ready. So one of the things that you have on your screen there that I want to make sure I touch on is we have one fundraiser that we do every year that shows our annual impact, gets the community excited about meaningful employment, and just re-solidifies our intent for the following year. So that's our Hugs Gala. Our theme for next year is going to be sowing seeds of growth. Part of why that's our theme is we recently acquired an acre of land where we will be building the permanent Hugs Training Academy facility. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, right now, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Right now we're at a pop-up location of Trinity Presbyterian Church, which is just down the street from where our cafe is. Okay. But we are excited about the trajectory of us being able to have a full campus that really empowers meaningful opportunities in our community. So Friday, April 28th, we are having a festive good time at the New Tups Brewery in McKinney, Texas. So there will be cocktails, reception, silent auction, live auction. We're doing a Wild Bill's Country Western pop-up store. So items that you purchase could get the Hug signature brand on them, potentially. You might find some special Western wear surprise bags at your tables. So all sorts of things to make it a fun evening that, again, showcases our mission and our intention for the next year. So it's a great event. We have sponsorships as well as individual tickets available. There's music and games and tons of community spirit. We invite all of our mission-based employees to attend. So this year, between our employees as well as our Training Academy students, we will have over 65 individuals that we have either trained or meaningfully carved a position in the community. So that's a very exciting place to have in a room where all of our people stand up at one time and they're able to be recognized for their accomplishments and for the jobs that they've secured for themselves. So we're excited to have almost double the impact this year from last year with that addition of the Training Academy.
That's amazing. And I'm looking. Oh, there it is. Individual ticket. Okay. I figured it was there. I just probably scrolled past it. So $150 is, I think, right in line. There's a couple of galas, however you say that word, that happen in my area for similar purposes. And they are right at that same price. So I think, you know, that is a very reasonable price, especially considering what it's going for. You know, it's not just for you to enjoy, but it's another opportunity for individuals to pay it forward, as well as your organization. So that's able to be found on the website, and the website is up on the screen. But for those of you who are just listening, it is just hugscafe.org. And there's lots and lots of information on there. And you also have a Facebook page. Is there really anything different on the Facebook page? Should I share that one as well? Or is it pretty much the same as the website?
So our Facebook page has much more behind the scenes and immediate updates. If we have large things that we're doing, those things will make it to our website. But if you want to see, so just recently in our one of our local newspapers, our kitchen lead at our cafe, Tamika, was highlighted as a person in the community. So we were able to share that story on our social media. So our Facebook and Instagram, I would check out both of those. Our handle is Hugs Cafe Inc. You'll see it there. And then on Instagram, it's at Hugs Cafe. Either one of those places are great opportunities for you to see. There's that story about Tamika, to see the work that we're doing, to get pictures of a day in the life. And also you can find our greenhouse on Facebook as well. So you can find Instagram. We have one page, but because we are the cafe and greenhouse are two separate physical addresses on Facebook, we have two different pages for them. So you can see the merchandise that we have at our cafe that we're selling when we have holiday pie sales or poinsettia pickups at our greenhouse. We try to let people know. So this was an example. We did 50 pies were donated to a local ISD through a partnership with Capital One. So sometimes we share some goodwill there. You can also go to our website. There will be a pop-up that shows up. You can enter in your email and name, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter. We only send out an email once a month. We try to keep it focused on the good stuff so that we're not spamming your inbox. Oh, there's our Santa that's coming tonight. Breakdancing Santa. We bust in the mood tonight at the social. So things like that are just who we are. We like to have fun, get together, and just celebrate life. So our Facebook page is definitely a good way for links and just more day-to-day type things. If you're wanting big picture stuff, definitely go to the website. But if you want all that behind the scenes and in the moment stuff, check us out on social media.
So one of the things I just realized as I saw the picture of the pies that I don't really think that we have discussed is, what do you serve at the cafe?
Yeah. Good question. Hopes and dreams. No, we also serve soup, salads, sandwiches, and sweet treats, as we'd like to say. So we are a fast casual restaurant. We also offer wonderful desserts, and we extended that into a catering option. So any place Jason's Deli caters, we do too. And we have found some really great partnership with corporations as well as our nonprofit partners to really ramp up our catering on the downside of COVID. Whereas in the middle of that, no corporation was doing any catering, but we're coming back to that. And so with that, it's been a great uplift in business for us. So soups, salads, sandwiches, and those wonderful sweet treat desserts, all made from scratch, except for our bread. We are proud to be a scratch kitchen. And it's all made with love. So plenty of goodness. We have pretzels and jams that are available for purchase on our website. We ship those all over the country. So just check out our store on the website as well. And we'll be sure and get some flavors out to you. It's all made by our individual employees, and they even write their names on the jar. So each individual jar says it was handmade by TJ, Ashton, Travis, Molly, you name it. So each one is a custom gift and a custom moment of meaningful opportunity that you helped create. So you can go to the website, check out our store. We'd love to send you something.
That's cool. Okay. I have to ask one last question. Yeah. Before we kind of do the wrap up here. And I forgot, I think you said Tina was your bread queen. How does one Kathy, how does one become bread queen?
Well, there is quite a process, but basically it looks like this. When you are an individual that was working a job in California where you weren't appreciated very much, and you were asked to sit on a stool next to people that were doing a job that they were paid for, and you were also paid, but you were not able to do the job at the same level as them. So maybe you were feeling defeated every day and lost, and she was coming home from work crying. When that individual gets to go to work at a place where she is the champ, where people ask her to do things all the time, where she gets to tell jokes, where she truly is the spirit of the kitchen, she named herself the bread queen.
Ah.
So in that, it really was, it was never me. It was never Hugs. It was Kathy, and it was in Kathy all along. And now she cries because she loves her job and because of how much she loves her job. And it is never that defeated feeling of sitting on that stool at a workshop ever again. She is the queen, and she has nicknames for everyone. She tells jokes all the time. She never misses a beat. And I would be lost without her as a friend and colleague and just spirit in my life. So I would say when you have reached pinnacle workplace happiness, give yourself a nickname. That's how you become the bread queen. That's my answer.
Okay. That's awesome. I think that's a fabulous answer. And yeah, that warmed my heart so much to hear that sad story turn into such a happy story with a beautiful, not ending, because it's still continuing.
Yeah.
And that's just absolutely thrilling to hear and wonderful. Yeah. So Lauren, I always ask my guests at this point, you know, I want to make sure that you have shared everything you wanted to share, that you have, you know, told the story the way that you've wanted to tell it. So is there anything else that we've not talked about that you want to be sure to say?
One of the things I want to touch on, because I think this is something that's pretty attainable for everyone. You may not have a Hugs Cafe down the street from you that creates a community conversation of meaningful employment, but I want every individual, wherever you're working, to just start looking at the staff, look at what the jobs are that are done in your place of work. And maybe it's not carving a full job. Maybe it's finding one or two ways in your company that you could bring someone in that maybe learns differently or has a different talent than you do. Find a way where you are with the job that you're already doing to carve a position to bring someone else in. And if you don't know what that looks like, give me a call. I will be happy to help you figure it out. That is what we specialize in. You don't have to be a Jason's Deli. You don't have to be a Hugs Cafe to make a difference. You can be you, kind person at the grocery store, just being present to someone that's maybe having a hard day. So giving and just job carving and being present can start right where you are with what you already have. And so I just encourage everyone to see where they could carve that place to be a little more inclusive, or where they could carve out space to spend time with someone that is maybe having a little bit of a learning difference and needing that extra support. So just find out how to do something where you are with what you have. And if you need any inspiration, you give me a call.
That's awesome. Thank you. And yeah, we definitely have to change that percentage. That unemployment percentage being such a drastic, I mean, that's like, I can't even do the math of how many hundreds of percent above the neurotypical average that is. And we have such a valued resource that is definitely going underutilized. And I'm not sure why, but I'm glad to hear of organizations like yours. And like I said, I believe that, you know, I have a similar type of cafe near me, and I'm excited for those types of places, because everyone can do something, and everybody wants to be needed and valued for what they can do. And when we're having entire populations not being appreciated or not being given the opportunity. That's, I think that's a sad statement when mm-hmm. when yeah. it can be done.
Right. Open arms all the way. It's how everybody comes along, you know, and it's open-mindedness too. And just start small, you know, could the person that, you know, tidies your organizers once a month, could that be somebody new from the community that you could bring in? Like, it's not a 40-hour a week, $50,000 a year job. People are just looking for ways to be included. So,
yeah. And that's such a, yeah, that's such a valuable point. It doesn't have to be a $50,000 a year job. It just, you know, just start and not have limits on, right. you know, the fact that, you know, don't place a ceiling and say, this is it. This is all this person's ever going to be able to do. So, you right. know, this is what the job description will entail, you right. know, kind of leave it open and be open to those possibilities and let the person right. show you a lot of the skills that they have that maybe you didn't even know that you needed until you saw those skills. And then you went, oh, wow, I'm so glad you're here to take care of this. I didn't even know that that was something I needed. But if you don't have that person there, you're never going to see that. You're never going to have that opportunity.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, Lauren, again, thank you so much for being here. I very much enjoyed learning all about the three endeavors that you have going on and getting to know more about each one of them and having this chat with you. Thank you again so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I think it's amazing that people like yourself are trying to get the word out on thinking differently and giving us no limits. I mean, truly, we can do anything that the community supports us in, and having, you know, the support of your neighbor as you try a new job or just acceptance overall. We could not have enough of that. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye, everybody. Be sure to tune in next week. I'll see you then.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.